Welcome to the Technori Podcast. I'm your host, Scott Catoon, live here from the Technori Studio at WGN Radio. Joining me, a good friend here, we've got Logan LaHive, Managing Director of Techstars Chicago. Logan is going to talk about a lot of things. I think he's going to talk about his history a little bit. He's going to talk about where Techstars is and where they're going and where they've been. And of course, it would be kind of dumb to have Logan here before demo day and not get a sneak peek of like what is, you know, what's coming out of Techstars this year. And then more importantly, I think, you know, for us as a company with Technori, I think I've tried to take an interest in making the community a better, stronger place. And when I say that, I don't mean that in the altruistic sort of like we're a community of everyone place, but more of a how do you put this? A place where startups can actually foster growth and actually become like a real thing, which for a while, and I think Logan can maybe might be one of the best people actually to have in the show to talk about this. For a while, Chicago seemed like it kind of lost itself trying to be somebody else and then kind of found itself. And then like a lot of people just jumped on Chicago and there's a million events and things going on all the time. And they're not all great for the world and great for the startups in particular. And we've been guilty of it. I'm not going to say that I haven't exploited a founder or two with a good event, but I think in the end, having more people like Logan be focused on actually trying to drive growth will secure Chicago's place in startup tech history much faster than pretending to be someone that we're not. And so without further ado, I want to welcome to the show Logan LaHive. Welcome.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Of course. So was anything I said accurate, or am I just bullshitting all the way through here?
No, I mean, I think it's accurate. You know, I have a specific lens about what we should be doing, you know, for the tech community. But, I, you know, look, there's a place for tech events. There's a place for a lot of these different organizations, a lot of the different events and organizations and people that have been working to build our community here. But, you know, my thesis is that long term, the only thing sustainable about building a tech community is having growth companies.
Yep.
And having growth companies with, you know, whether it's valuations, exits, you know, hires and employees. Growth, those are the things that are really the only thing that's genuine and able to sustain. All the other things that we do that say we're going to do this to attract engineers to Chicago, we're going to keep people in staying, we're going to have startups start here, all the things that are on the surface, like
political,
yeah, going to Lollapalooza, yeah. Right?
Well, we did that, but yeah.
I know. I'm sorry. That's dumb. No one's going to stay in the community because they might get a free ticket to Lollapalooza. Yeah. They're going to stay here because they believe it's a place where they can grow, where they can create wealth, where they can get you know, high exit values, all those types of things. And so ultimately for me, like want to take a radically different approach, which is to avoid focusing on corporate partners and sponsorships and events and community building and focus on founders, purely focus on what's in the best interest of founders. And if we do that, help them grow, connect them to customers, connect them to investors, and put ourselves in a position where we can have companies, the actual companies, the CEOs of these companies, create an opportunity to create success for their business, I think that's the only thing that's really long-term sustainable and attractive about building a tech community.
So I completely agree with everything you just said, and I promise we'll get into, for those who are maybe unfamiliar with Techstars or just, I think everyone listening is familiar with Techstars, it's a matter of like, did you ever apply or belong or go to Techstars, or do you know like what actually takes place? We'll talk about that in a second. But just kind of to your point, I mean, I think one of the things that's very interesting to me, we talk about this all the time with guests, and like, I know you know him well, Vic Pascucci, mm-hmm. Comes in very regularly. We talk about this, that if you're not building for scale, when I say not building for scale, I don't mean that small businesses don't matter and things like that don't matter, because they certainly do. But I feel like sometimes we lump all these startups and companies in general into a box, and you just say like, well, they're going to succeed and we're going to help them flourish, and you use all the buzzwords you just talked about. Chicago has more, in my opinion, and I'm obviously incredibly biased, but you're here too, so you're a little biased at least, has all the resources that any tech hub would ever need.
Yes, 100%.
I mean, in some cases we have it in spades, literally, with the amount of businesses and stuff that are around here. And yet, and this is just speaking from my own lens, which is different from yours. You spent a lot more time with the founders, and I spent a lot more time with sort of the corporate gurus, goons, whatever you want to call it. I don't think until maybe now there's been a very attentive process to build an infrastructure that is scalable in Chicago to the businesses to actually use the resources. It's been, we've got residencies and interns and things and startup programs at Northwestern in Chicago, but then it funnels nowhere. And then we've got these big businesses who have started venture funds and the money sort of just gets funneled back into marketing or whatever. Like, they're not applying it in a systematic way. The innovation is not done in a systematic way. It's starting to, but it, in my at least opinion, I have not seen that. I've seen more money and time spent with the steak and sizzle, if you will, with the hosting an event, with the putting your name on it to award shows, blah, blah, blah. There's more, and like I said, we're a big offender of that, but like, there's more time and money from a corporate and school aspect to get the rah-rah around it and not actually build a track for your startups to graduate demo day and go do a beta with Kraft or whoever.
Yeah, I mean, I honestly think so many of those things is where we're spending our time, mind share, focus, and we're continuing to scale, and I don't think any of them matter.
Yeah.
I don't think, you know, if we just had 10 more events or if we just had 2 more corporate partnerships, I don't think any of that helps the startup community, and honestly, I don't think the founders that are building companies today look at Chicago and care about those things at all. I think they're for us people in the community that have been here for a while that want to see the community grow and get together and have conversations and meetups and talk about what are the things that we could do when we end up like trying to find these things or thesis around things we can do to help, when ultimately all of that time is wasted, when it could just be spent going to a founder and saying, like, can I invest? Like, as an angel investor, stop going to all these events, stop hosting all these things and getting all these sponsors.
Except for
just
us.
Put that money,
Put
that money into the companies as an angel investor.
I agree. I totally agree.
Introduce them to a customer, introduce them to an investor. We have a lot of things here in Chicago. We have enough co-working spaces, we have enough accelerators, we have places and foundations for companies to grow. Anyone that says, like, you know, Chicago isn't a great place to start a company, I think is just, that's air.
I just don't
have enough pre-seed capital, active angel investors. We don't have enough growth capital. Those are real problems, but those things solve themselves when we create a, you know, a foundational community that helps young founders succeed.
I have no idea what your actual take on this part is. So, like, I don't know if you've seen some of that. We haven't done a great job of pushing it out, but we've sort of getting our, I guess, our feet on the ground with this, but the equity crowdfunding component.
Mm-hmm.
So we've kind of doubled down on it to where, like, for those of you listening, if you were listening into this at all, if you subscribe to Technori, you don't have to pay to go to the event.
Mm-hmm.
The entire purpose is that you can go to our showcase event and invest in equity. All the companies are equity crowdfunding, so you can invest directly in them. I'm sure that you have an opinion on whether or not equity crowdfunding is the right way to go or whatever. But our goal is to try to make it to where, at the very minimum, any company can get the initial couple hundred thousand dollars it costs to kind of get off the ground and get to the races. What I'd like to see more of is building, like, the companies that are coming in and getting involved in these events to not try to get the money or not try to pay money just for signage.
Mm-hmm.
But rather spend the money on the company, spend money on some sort of program that actually allow, like, let the company use you, be a product, be a customer.
Yeah. And, you know, I think that's just like a mindset shift, which is like, if someone's going to sponsor or wants to host an event or sponsor an event, I think we have to flip from like the sponsors or the corporate partners or the format, whatever it is, being the product, and understand like what we're here in service of.
So then that becomes the business the model thing, right? Because you guys, like us, need to make money however you make it, in your case, investing or whatever the case. I think the biggest, one of the main reasons that we found this, I don't want to say it's not trouble, it's just because it's still good. It's still for the better of the community. It's just not where we'd like to be. I ultimately think that if you want that to happen, the people who are throwing the vast majority of these events are in the event business.
Mm-hmm.
They're in the marketing event business. They're not in the startup business.
Mm-hmm.
And so, by the very nature of that, until we start having more demo days like you're doing, where investors or 400 investors are going to show up and that's the only reason they're there, we need more of that. And I'd like to see more of that. So, I mean, with that, why don't we segue into like what Techstars is doing now and what you guys are about to do with your demo day, and let's drop into that.
Yeah, so Techstars is the largest global accelerator. There's programs now, over 45 programs across the globe. And really, the goal of Techstars is to be the largest network that helps entrepreneurs succeed. And so at Techstars Chicago, we have what's called a city program here. So we don't focus on any companies in a specific vertical or space.
Yep.
We work on finding the best Midwest where we primarily target is Midwest early stage technology companies. And we help them, you know, through our 13-week program, the first month connect to mentors. We have about 2,000 mentors in our database, but this year we had, you know, about 600 or so mentor meetings that we hosted in the first 4 weeks of program. The second month, we help them with growth, MBA-style daily sessions where they focus on SEO or SEM or sales or customer
whatever
acquisition.
The vertical
whatever the speaker is that we bring in. And then the last 30 days, we focus on helping them prepare for a fundraise, culminating in a demo day. This year, demo day is October 4th. We're hosting it at 1871. We have a private investor-only event in the morning over a breakfast, which is something that we've changed and that's new,
yep,
that we started last year. And then we have a community or more open event on the 4th in the afternoon with an after party at Marshall's Landing, which is inside of the merchandise market.
Yep, very cool. So talk a little bit about the companies that are actually in, you know, in the program.
Yeah, so it would be great if I could thematically say, like, we have companies in X, but part of the what we focused on is, you know, our companies, 8 out of the 10 are from the Midwest. We have one from Toronto, one from New York, so that's a big theme this year is Midwest-based companies. But they're all over in terms of spaces. We have a couple of B2C companies. We have 2 hardware companies. We have B2B and enterprise SaaS. The companies are really all over the spectrum this year, but this year they're really phenomenal teams. Product engineering focused is our goal, and we have some great growth businesses that I'm really excited to be able to show off on demo day.
What would you say would be predominantly what you've seen? You've been there for 2 years now.
Mm-hmm.
Would be the most typical? I mean, as you said, your city, you know, Midwest focused. Is there a particular vertical? Not that you're looking for, but that just has shown itself to be coming up in Chicago in particular.
No, I mean, I think there's some people that try and talk about themes or trends or yep, what Chicago is best at. And
I don't even mean that. I just mean like honestly, it could be a surprise.
Chicago has a reputation for B2B SaaS,
yep,
right? And
yep,
and now you're seeing more trends in fintech and suretech,
yep,
you know, some of those things. People like to talk about being a crypto market, but that's not really true. It's mainly some of the big companies
trading.
And I'm
okay with that. Where do you fall on the whole crypto? I don't want to get into this.
I mean,
whole thing,
you know, it's interesting technology, too much hype,
yep,
will revolutionize things in the future, but mostly focused on things like, for me, like focusing on core infrastructure technologies rather than, you know, trading new coins or ICOs.
So your Coinbase isn't just blowing up in your pocket right now?
I'm a holder for sure. I'm a holder. But, you know, for me, the thing is, so I don't like to try to invest or try and think about themes. Really, I'm trying to be surprised by companies. The thing is, I don't think Chicago needs to be in a certain vertical or a certain market. I think we're a big enough city with, enough resources that you can start any type of company here. And ultimately, for me, like, I'm trying to find companies that are doing things that I haven't heard of.
Yep.
I think if you're investing on theme or trend, you're already too late,
yep,
especially at early stage.
Yeah.
So, my whole goal with Techstars is to meet as many companies in the Midwest as possible. We interviewed, we had in-person interviewed about 400 or 500 companies this year. And so the goal is to interview those, have an open mind, be as humble as possible, understanding that a founder is going to surprise you or they know something that you don't, and try to find businesses that, you know, you hadn't heard of or didn't even know existed.
So I want to talk a little bit about your background in general in this because, you know, I love Troy. Troy was in here several times with both Under the Math and under Techstars. But this is just my internal feel. I feel like Techstars is a different, I know it is a new face because literally you are a new face, but like something feels different to me and in a good way. But like, and I don't mean that to say anything against Troy or not, but just literally looking at like taking a direction that has the ability for an advancement.
So,
new time.
I'm a huge fan of Troy.
Yep.
I'm a huge fan of the program. Troy and Mark Ackler from Math are two of my earliest mentors and were advisors to me before I started Belly back when I was working at Redbox. And that's they brought me in as a mentor in the first Accelerate Labs program,
yep,
which was 2010 or so. So I've been around the program and a huge fan of what they built. I think what they built in Chicago was a big part of building this ecosystem.
Agreed.
Which I now believe the foundation is here for, and they've given us a foundation to allow us to progress
yep.
to what's next for Chicago Tech. You know, I think there's a lot of people that were involved in building that ecosystem. Early folks at Technori, but building 1871, yep. building Accelerate Labs. A lot of those people are a very tight network.
Yep.
And ultimately, I think in order for us to move forward, we need to really start to actively look at what's the next network.
Could not agree more.
Of Chicago Tech.
Yep.
And so, you know, for me, I think that was the foundation and a great foundation to build from, and has now moved a lot of them to being able to be providers of capital,
yep.
which is something that we really need. And so I'm thinking about what's next, which is the, you know, early stage founders, hopefully much more engineering, product, and design focused, and how we put them in a position to be the future leaders of our community. I genuinely believe that the alums that are coming out of TechStar Chicago, not just in my program, but for the last 4 or 5 years, those are the future leaders of our community.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And,
they have to
you know,
be.
And I just don't think we give enough credence to that.
I agree. Could not agree more about the fact that, like, it's like anything else. Like, at some point, there's got to be a new cool kid in town. Mm-hmm. Like, we've got to have another group of people who can relate to younger folks. And I've noticed just at Technori, when you do the after party type stuff, the shift of like what they wanted to do, they being the audience, what the people who came in, the community wanted to do, was different than when I would go when Seth was on stage. And like, it's just different.
Yeah, it's different.
And I'm not getting, like, what do you want me to fake?
Things change.
And that's okay.
Yeah.
So we need to get behind those people who want to do that. Tell them what we know didn't work, or maybe not. You know, maybe it works now. You know, I don't know. Whatever.
Well, I also think, you know, what we started here in Chicago, I think Chicago is still the hub of technology ecosystems in the Midwest.
Sure, yeah.
And is a, you know, we're not number one. I'm not going to make that argument, but I think I could very strongly make the argument that's a top five startup community in the country.
100%.
Right? And so whether we're three...
Who cares? You know,
probably more like four or five. Yeah. Who cares, though, yeah. right?
Wait till Amazon gets there. Then we'll be one.
Yeah. Well, I hope not, but that's another topic.
I know.
So,
it's a different show.
If we're top five, then ultimately, you know, I think the sort of next step is, like, how do we continue to make progress? And, like, I think that has to be this generation of founders that's evolved really having big growth businesses, whether they're fundraising or not is fine. But, you know, I mean, that is, I think it's a different step. When we started, when Accelerate Labs started here, when 1871 started here, those were creating the ecosystem.
Yep.
That's here now.
Yep.
Right? So what is next?
I think you guys are doing it. So I don't even think we got it. You are doing it now. I think it is definitely applying those lessons and actually getting involved and sort of letting go of what the original vision was and then taking a new vision, a new mission, and using what you had from the first one. Very cool stuff. I appreciate you taking the time to come in here and chat. Is there anything else you want to plug? You got the demo day is what's public stuff? What do we need to know?
Yeah, so, you know, if you sort of believe in this mission and you believe in this intense focus on the founders, I put out a blog post yesterday called The Power of the TechStar Chicago Network, which is asks from our founders. And that's ask from our founders. That's ways for us to really, as a community, lean in on saying, this is what founders actually need.
Yeah.
Like, this is what they actually want help with. So there's asks there from the founders of our program about things they could use in terms of introductions, connections, or help. And then I'd encourage you to check out those companies, check out their missions, and come see them October 4th, TechStar Chicago Demo Day.
Very cool. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
Of course. You can catch this episode and more at technori.com. Download the podcast wherever you get your podcast, whether that's Apple Podcasts, Google Play. We're now on Spotify, which is sweet. And of course, we want to hear back from you and ask questions so that I don't have to work so damn hard to come up with good questions. You can tweet us at Technori or follow me at Katoon. Boom. That's a wrap.